Even with full scholarships, some students find that they cannot get the full college experience because of money. And some schools in Massachusetts are beginning to take steps to address the challenge. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Anthony Jack was a first-generation college student. He was on full financial aid at Amherst College when he found himself unable to afford the trip home to Miami during spring break.
There are some hidden costs to going to college. And the biggest one is the assumption that everyone can afford to leave campus during spring break. But if you can't leave campus during spring break and your college assumes that you do, and they shut down all dining services, what are you supposed to do for 10 days when you can't even afford to go home?
Jack brought Amherst's attention to his plight, and the college helped out by issuing a card that students can use for meals at a local cafe. Jack is now an assistant professor at Harvard's Graduate School of Education. He's writing about the distinction between first-generation college students he calls the doubly disadvantaged and those like himself whom he calls the privileged poor. In Miami, Jack's mother was a school monitor at a middle school. Thanks to Head Start, he attended pre-kindergarten at Coconut Grove Elementary.
And I was very, very fortunate because that school was literally on the other side of the tracks. The housing stock was different, the stores were different, the people were very different.
At a magnet middle school, he enrolled in the International Baccalaureate program. When his football coach at the public high school wanted him to emphasize sports over academics, he switched to a private school that offered full financial aid. There, he socialized with wealthy students and learned to navigate their world. He compares being a first-generation college student to being an immigrant.
A lot of lower-income students have to send money home. Sometimes that means paying the bill, whether it's the light bill, the water bill, or even the mortgage. Sometimes it's paying medicine for your mother, for your father, for your grandfather, because there was too much month at the end of the money, as we say.
Jack says first-generation students often don't take advantage of the help available to them at college. For example, he says, they don't take advantage of professors' office hours because they don't understand what they're for.
They feel guilty about asking for help.
I'm on a lot of financial aid, so a lot of grant-based financial aid, although I do have loans.
Tufts University student Gregory Chin recently attended a nationwide conference for first-generation college students hosted by Tufts. He points out that few colleges and universities can afford to meet all the needs of students like him, and he's aware that he can't take advantage of everything college offers in the same way wealthier students can.
The thing with Tufts that's interesting is we're not like the Ivies, which have a ridiculous amount of endowments, who can afford to take on more financial aid kids. So there's a lot of economic disparity at Tufts. I definitely have to make the decision sometimes between, do I take on this like work position and do an hour of work, or do I study for this econ test?
Colleges are beginning to address the concerns of first-generation students, especially colleges with large endowments. Amherst College President Biddy Martin knows the challenges first-generation college students face. She's one herself. Under her leadership, Amherst adds aid for needs students cannot cover once they arrive. Medical costs not covered by insurance, bedding, winter coats and boots.
Interview clothes in their senior year, and help with travel if they decide to go abroad. We also cover for international and domestic students with the highest need, trips home. So Amherst goes beyond what's defined by our calculation of financial need for a family.
Martin says Amherst officials continually ask themselves if they're doing everything they can to cover students' needs. Take internships.
For students from middle or upper middle class or wealthy families, taking an unpaid internship is doable. For students on aid, they're not always doable.
The experience that a low-income student has on our campus should be a lot like the experience that more affluent students have.
Catherine Fretwell is Dean of Admission and Financial Aid at Amherst.
Our students on financial aid can transport that financial aid with them to a study abroad opportunity. They are able to take music lessons that we will help fund.
Or maybe it's expenses for searching for a job in their senior year. Even though Tufts is not as well endowed, Gregory Chin says it does help first-generation students who want to take unpaid internships, for example.
Tufts actually does a good job with that. They have grants for students who wish to take unpaid internships. It's about $3,500. You have to work, I think, 350 hours. It's about $10 an hour. So it's not, like, extravagant, but it's better than nothing.
The Tufts Career Center funds 40 to 50 undergraduates wanting to take unpaid internships every summer. Even so, Chin points out that first-generation students may not be able to take advantage of their university's efforts to pay them for unpaid summer internships.
In the summer, a lot of first-gen students go home to either take care of their families or work for their family businesses.
Tufts dining halls are closed during spring break, but the university provides first-generation students with meal money. Chin, who will be a senior this fall, says first-generation students at Tufts face a particular challenge paying for housing in their junior and senior years.
Tufts isn't guaranteed housing, so they guarantee housing for 2 years, and it's not necessarily that you'll get housing junior and senior. And the rent is extravagant around here. It goes up a considerable amount every year.
Chin says off-campus rents within walking distance of Tufts can run as much as $900 a month per student. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.